Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder. I'll be your host today along with Brigitte. This show is going to be our special WESAC Festival meditation for 2022. So we're going to have more on that from Brigitte here in a couple minutes. As you all know, due to the ongoing global circumstances for the past couple years now, we've been offering our show here once or twice a month in place of the in-person events we normally would hold over at our center in New Jersey. So if you'd like to stay informed about our future radio shows and down the line, other in-person events and expos that we're going to have, please feel free to sign up for our monthly email newsletter on Brigitte's website, which is www.lightbridge101.com. Most of our shows lately, like this one, have been pre-recorded, so we normally email the link out to everyone a day or so after we've recorded the show. So with that, I'd also like to give out the website info again to find out more about Brigitte and the services she offers. Again, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. To find out more about me and the music recordings I offer, you can visit my website at www.mikesnydercc.com. There you can find samples of my music, previous recordings of classes Brigitte and I have offered over the years, and links to both this radio show and some of the other ones we've did on Voice America a few years back. Okay, with all that, I'd like to introduce Brigitte.
Hello, everybody. So nice to connect with you at this time of the WESAC Festival, which is kind of one of my favorite ones. I have to say that it's just such an amazing time to astral travel all the way to the WESAC Valley in the Himalayan and to reconnect not only with all the masters and other light bearers that are present who are willing to open themselves up for the new frequency of love and light that is meant to be anchored on Earth for the next 12 months, but also to witness Buddha descending from the higher realms to usher this new frequency to us. And really, it reminds us, or I should remind everyone, for Buddha to come from the higher realms into our Earth realm and to shift in his frequency in a manner that he can be a bridge for these higher frequencies to be anchored here on Earth is an incredible sacrifice. But as so many of those masters who've walked the path of enlightenment before us, they're all deeply desiring for us to awaken, to walk along our path of enlightenment into the higher realms ourselves, to remember the power of love, to remember how we are co-creators with God's source, the great spirit of all that is, and how we can bring heaven to earth. And for us to remember our divinity, our true divine heritage, and that we are all one creed, that we are all part of God's source, the great creator, the great spirit of all that is, that whatever differences we have is only a different flavor of oneness, a different color, a different tone, a unique expression of the divine, and yet we are in our hearts all one. And so these festivals that are celebrated each year that used to be celebrated in the hidden form because humanity wasn't ready for it, and now it is more and more common that groups gather together to celebrate these festivals. It is a beautiful way to remember who we are and why we are here and to support the process of bringing enlightenment to Earth as well in our unique way. And so last the last full moon, we had the Festival of the Christ, which very much focused on the vibration of love, compassion, forgiveness. And now with this festival that always falls on the full moon in Taurus, we are celebrating Buddha's descent into the Vesak Valley, ushering out the new frequencies of enlightenment to those who are ready to receive them, to accept them, to embody them, to then in turn send them out into the world. And so all of us, all of you listening, all of us, we are all part of this. We are the bridge that allows these transmissions to go out into the world. As many are not ready to link in directly, that's where we come in to become the bridge. And so Saint Germain will take all of you on this inner journey where we will astral travel directly to the Vesak Valley. And at some point, you will be able to connect to some of the masters present there. And you can express your intent of what it is that you want to bring in service to humanity and how you would like to receive assistance and what kind of assistance you think you need to receive dispensations that help you in bringing your deep desire for sharing your love and light in the world, whether it's in service to humanity, in service to the animal kingdom, in service to earth, the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom, whatever you're guided to do, to receive that additional support. This is a great opportunity to ask for that kind of support. And just, I asked you, we are going to play an opening piece of music that allows me to connect more deeply with Saint Germain, who will then come through and take you on the journey. If you can close your eyes during this piece of music and just already meditate a little bit on what it is that you really feel passionate about, that you really find joy in, because joy is the key. I just listened to The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama, and he reminds us that really, at the core, we are all seeking to be happy. We all seek to find that kind of joy that the Buddha so much also represents. So instead of thinking only about what you must do or have to do to bring heaven to earth, why don't you think a little bit about what you're passionate about and what brings you joy? Because if you do what really brings you joy, that is the most beautiful way to bring heaven to earth, to bring enlightenment to earth. There's nothing more powerful than the combination of love and joy that can bring down all boundaries, all anger, all hatred, all discord, and transform and transmute it into love and light. So with that, I will now let you connect as we are playing the first piece of music created by Mike. And I ask you to just close your eyes, to open up, and to just enjoy where Saint Germain is then going to take all of you. Thank you. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow light workers, or as some of you like to be called, light bearers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm with you at this time of the VSAC Festival. A beautiful time to open yourself up further to a higher frequency of light, of illumination, of clarity, of truth, to be infused into every cell of your body so that you can make some new choices and you can assist others to make some new choices as well. You will be a bridge of that light. You will be a torch carrier that brings illumination into the world. You've been doing it for a long time, many lifetimes, in fact. And this is an opportunity to simply continue the process. And so I'm here now with you to take you on this beautiful journey into the VSAC Valley. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths in and out. Make sure your eyes are closed so that you can go deeper and deeper within your own inner self. Just use the out-breaths to let yourself go deeper, to let yourself fall into your beautiful heart center, into the inner temple of your sacred heart. For everyone, this temple, this sacred place looks differently. Allow that to be the case. Do not control it. Just surrender to the experience. It is here where you're going to feel your true divine essence, that light within you that connects you to your soul and your divine I'm presence and being. Everyone has that light within them. Some are more strongly connected to it than others, but that does not negate the fact everyone has this light. And it connects all of creation as all a part of God, the great spirit of all that is. And so for a moment, I invite you to just feel that connection. Feel all these other lights around you. No matter how many layers of wounding and distortion are surrounding that light, it still is there. Within you, around you, everywhere. In all of creation, in all of existence. Envision yourself sitting in the lotus position, and we are now going to activate your Merkaba field so that it starts spinning even faster, creating a unique frequency that enables you to astral travel with ease. Your physical form simply will fall away as you're being lifted outwards and upwards in the sphere of light that is your Merkaba field, that is your light body, lifting you up, lifting you out, away from the town, away from the country, away from Earth, further up and further up. Just for a moment, see all those spheres of light around you, because there are many of you that take the astral journey to the VSAC Valley. You're not the only one. See all those beautiful spheres of light that travel towards that sacred moment when Buddha descends into the VSAC Valley. And so you too are being propelled forward, and you're moving around the earth in a speed and in a way that will bring you into the valley at the appropriate time. And this is a very special time, since Earth is experiencing a lunar eclipse as well at the time of the VSAC Festival. So there's a deeper wisdom that is going to be awakened within you, a wisdom about light and darkness, love and fear, the duality of the feminine and the masculine, finding a way to create sacred union for a new consciousness to be born. So let yourself now be carried towards the grand Himalayan mountains, snow-covered high peaks. And as you get closer, and as your Merkaba field is taking further down, you can see that you are beginning to come closer and closer to a valley that is surrounded by mountains. And yet, when you look down, you see the torches and the fires and the many gathered waiting for something. And so your Merkaba vehicle is descending further until it touches down and opens up for you to step out in your own unique light body, stepping out and stepping among all those who've chosen to come into the Wisak Valley for the time of celebration and the time of receiving a significant download of energy that has to be entered in Earth, has to enter Earth at this time of awakening through you as a bridge. In the center of this valley, from previous times, you remember this, I'm sure, there's a beautiful large crystal. It is a clear crystal glowing from within. And it is like a crystal table as it balances on top. A beautiful large crystal ball filled with water, the purest mountain water that you can imagine. And the lights all around it reflect in that water, giving you already that sense of the purity of that what is in that crystal bowl. And the water element is going to become increasingly more important in the days, weeks, and months to come. The emotions, the feelings, how to balance them, how to neutralize feelings of fear and hopelessness with love and empowerment and happiness. There's so much all of you can look forward to if you simply allow yourself to be hopeful and to not see your glass half empty, but to see the true potential that you are, the potential of greatness, the potential of an abundant life on so many different levels. Now, standing around that crystal, with the crystal ball of water, are three ancient masters. You recognize them. One is the Ala Gobi, and not much is known of him. He represents the first sacred flame. And he is the master of stillness. And there is a calming energy about him. Because the power of stillness will become also increasingly more important. Stillness to not act immediately or react, but to go within, to focus on your inner alignment first with your divine I Am. And only from this place of alignment, allow yourself to make your choices, to take the next steps in your life. Too often do we witness that you react out of fear and hinder your progression on your path of enlightenment. The Ala Gobi can help you to maintain a necessary inner stillness that is also supporting your nervous system at this time. Many of you are inflamed because there's so much happening, so many influences that overload your senses. And so again, stillness will also be very important. And so the Allah Gobi is taking a position at the front, reminding you that power comes from stillness, from not reacting, from being in alignment and holding that alignment, no matter how much you're rattled from the outer, holding that alignment for spirit to work with you and through you. Equally present is Lord Maitreya, holding the frequency of the cosmic Christ energy. But in this case, he's going to be in direct line with the Buddha, being the vessel that is going to take in the pure light, pure higher frequency of light ushered down by Buddha, sent out to the Allah Gobi master and also to the Mahachohan, who's also present. The Holy Trinity, representing the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness. Standing around them are six divine masters with their six divine feminine master complements. There's an importance to that. Of course, you have the six-pointed star, as above, so below, as within, so outside of yourself. But also recognizing that the six-pointed star is such a powerful Christ symbol of merging mind and heart, of merging heaven and earth, again, so the power of love. And so there is sacred geometry and sacred numbers in this alignment that you're witnessing in the Vesak Valley, bringing balance not only to heaven and earth, but also to all dual forces within and around you. And so take your position now among the many masters and disciples and light bearers that are present, and feel the expectation, knowing that Buddha is just about ready to descend into the valley to usher the new frequencies. And just as the night before the new dawn is the coldest and the darkest, you too can feel the silence in the air, the darkness before the moon is rising, and that sense again of anticipation. And now the mantras, the toning of the masters of the inner circles starting, assisting Buddha in the frequency shift that he has to go through as he descends and comes down. And you see the moon rising towards the east, a beautiful moon. And yet this is a special time. This is the time of the lunar eclipse, and we will address that too in a moment. A tiny little speck appears in the light of the moon, slowly descending, becoming larger and larger, until you can see the shape and the form of Buddha in a saffron-colored robe, descending and coming down. And there's so much love in him, compassion, kindness, gentleness, reminding all of those in the valley of the importance of kindness, of mindfulness, of gentleness. It is not about aggression. It is not about harshness. It is about love. And he now hovers over the crystal ball with the water. And he's circulating around as he hovers, looking at everyone in the Vesak Valley. And as he looks upon you, you can feel your heart opening up. You can feel all of your chakras opening up. Perfect alignment with your divine I am, with your soul. And there's peace within you and within this valley. And as he's now beginning also to tone a sacred mantra together with the Ala Gobi, together with the Maha Chohan and Lord Maitreya, I invite you to simply open yourself up. As these frequencies will not only enter the water in the crystal ball, they will enter all of you through the Master's presence, reaching out into you. And also into all of the water that is in your household. So now that everything that holds water will be blessed in your household. So just allow yourself to receive now the beautiful blessings given through the transmission that Buddha is now giving to everyone in the Visakha Valley. Now that the transmission is completed, Buddha is further descending onto the ground as he now wants to intermingle with everybody there. This is now a time for you to express how you choose to be of service. There are many masters present. There are the masters and the chuans of the seven sacred flames. There are many galactic masters who are present because they know of the importance of these times here on Earth. There are even those who are the archangels and the Elohims who are present because they too have a vested interest in the evolutionary process here on Earth. Also present is Sanat Kumara with his divine complement, Lady Venus. Both of them also very much having a very, very strong desire to assist and support the evolutionary process here on Earth. So find your way around. Buddha is always available for everyone. That is why he's here. So that you can feel his love. You can feel his light. And allow it to touch you in the deepest parts of yourself, bringing that to the surface that seeks love, that seeks light, that might have been forgotten for a long time. So as you express how you would like to be of service and as you ask for help and support to make this so, we're going to play another piece of music. Just connect with the master through intent. Feel his or her presence, because there are also a lot of feminine masters present, goddesses, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, to just name a few, goddess Isis, or many other beautiful female masters, or Lady Venus herself. So seek them out and ask for help. Now is the time. You play another piece of music for you to do exactly this. Now, at this time, Buddha is walking back towards that crystal ball of water. And with the help of others, he's starting to fill cups up with that purified, charged water. And I invite you now to step forward and to allow yourself to receive one of these cup of waters. And as you sip it or drink it, feel the purifying power of this water as it cleanses your inner self. It cleanses the past, the woundings of the past, the hurt of the past, purifying every cell of your body so that you can truly embody that new frequency, that new light for you to bring out into the world. And so many are now receiving that purifying cup of water. And there's a connection to everyone, for everyone in this valley, by drinking this water together. Sacred communion is sacred togetherness, is sacred alignment in the knowing that every one of you in this valley is going to be responsible for bringing these higher frequencies of love and light to those that you come in contact with. To not only make some new choices for yourself, but to also set an example for many others so that they can see and witness that it does not always have to be so harsh and difficult. That they can be kind to themselves and make some good choices for themselves. That it's safe to do. Now, it is time, just about time for Buddha to leave again. But everybody is looking up yet again, witnessing the lunar eclipse. As the full moon becomes darker and darker until it has that glowing red of the blood moon, that some fear. And yet it very much symbolizes what is going on within everyone on Earth too. In these moments, Earth is between the sun and the moon. It balances the masculine and the feminine. It is that center point to remind you that your body at this time is your temple, is your center point. Therefore, it is so important to support and nurture your body accordingly, to recognize the significance of your physical self, not just focusing on your spiritual path and how to raise yourself up to move back into the higher realms, but to recognize that for this incarnation right now, it is spirit and physical form for the purpose of what it is that you are to anchor here on Earth. And so it is for you to also feel the essences of the moon and the sun within you. And the key aspect of your heart being the great harmonizer, the great balancer, bringing balance between those dual forces so that they can work together in bringing forth the child of that sacred merging, their sacred merging, the child of new consciousness, the child of new beginnings, the child of a new embodiment of self. And just as everything, after a time of darkness, the light always returns. And so the moon is opening up again to its full brightness, reflecting the light of spirit down to earth. And at this time, Buddha is raising up again, ascending back into the higher realms. Sending blessings back down into the Vesak Valley but also to Earth as a whole, as he ascends further and further back up into the higher realms where he came from. Now you can come back to the Vesak Valley anytime, or you can return here to connect with the masters and angels and Elohims alike. But at this time, we are bringing this journey to a close. So find your way back to your vessel of light, to your Merkaba vessel, so that you can enter it and be lifted up again out of the mountains of the Himalayan, all the way back through the higher realms, around the earth, back to where you started the journey from. And your Merkaba vessel is descending down back into your room, allowing you to merge back with your physical body, so you can find yourself once again in your heart center, your inner sanctuary. But your divine essence is glowing much stronger. You can feel and sense the infusion of this new light and frequency as it fills you up. Every cell of your body has been purified. So slowly come back to the here and now. Feel your feet on the ground. Move your hands and fingers. And recognize that this is not just your imagination. Something was given to you. A gift was given to you. Support your physical self in integrating this new frequency. And now that through your thoughts, through your belief systems, you can direct the energy, the frequency you received to create very beautiful miracles and many miracles to manifest truly beautiful situations in your life, into your life. Just know this to be true. Drink lots of water. Allow yourself to rest. And know that I, Saint Germain, am always watching over you with much love and much gratitude. Blessings to you. And it is so. Namaste.
All right. Well, what a great show. And Brigida, I think we have some news about an expo coming up.
Yes. Well, first of all, it was wonderful to connect with you for this VSEC festival. And St. Germain reminds me to remind you that all the waters in your household are blessed. So please be aware that when you drink that water, you're drinking very refined and purified water for the next days and weeks ahead, whatever you have left. And yes, I am going to have a booth at the MUM Spiritual Holistic Expo that is in Allentown at Egg Hall. It will be next weekend from May 21st to May 22nd. It's their 20th Holistic Spring Expo. And we hope that you can make it there. It's always fun. For me, it's like family reunion. There are many amazing vendors there that you can enjoy, beautiful speakers. So please come out and join us and see if there's anything there for you too. We will send out more details about that via Facebook and via our newsletter as well. So just stay tuned. I'm going to first send out the information about the VSEC Festival, and then following will be the information about the MUM Expo.
And if you go on Brigida's website, lightbridge101.com, there's a section for the 2022 expos. There's a link there to the MUM Expo website that just has a few details on there with the address and everything like that.
These are truly sacred times of transformation, so be good to yourself. Take care of yourself. 2022, I can't emphasize it enough, is about self-care and self-nurturing and supporting our physical body in a new way. So just be good to yourself. And sometimes it's better not to do something and to just wait and rest and see how everything unfolds instead of just jumping into the mix of something and then looking back and being very exhausted and depleted. So just take good care of yourself. I hope you have a wonderful VSEC, lunar eclipse, and we will have... Oh, another exciting news is that we are in communication with someone who works very closely with Saint Germain too, and who has been writing books and offering seminars, and she's contacted us. Her name is Dr. Anna Harvey, and we're hoping to have her for one of our interview podcasts that we are going to do more often, hopefully in June. I am in the process of emailing her and finalizing it, so that would be a lot of fun. She has a lot of vast knowledge about the violet flame and how to use it and how to apply it in the best possible way. So that'll be great. We will also inform everyone via newsletter and Facebook about that episode as well.
Okay. Well, with that, I think we're ready to sign off.
Yes, I would say so. And so my usual peace out, everybody. Love you. Take good care of yourself.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.